Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another podcast here at the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hill, also the founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, client business owners grow and scale their business. First off, always, thanks for taking the time to be here wherever you're listening. There's a little bit of difference. I'm not in a quiet place today, unfortunately, but it's not too much background noise. I promise it won't be a problem, but you may hear a few things in the background. Other than that, welcome to the podcast, and this is super important. In our last podcast, we talked about how to create attention. And I want to go over these real quick, just in case you didn't listen to that podcast, because this all boils down to the big problem of coaches, consultants, client business owners not being able to get attention. And if you don't have those eyeballs on you, you can guarantee those eyeballs are on someone else. So in this first podcast, we talked about three steps to create attention, and it's all focused around content. Number one, you create content: video, live video, podcast, email, audio, blogs. There's a ton of different ways to create content, but you also have to create content daily. Look, your prospects, more than likely, they're like everybody else. They're busy as can be. Today, that attention span is so short, shorter than it's ever been in history. And you have to put content out daily to be able to attract attention. Now, when you start mounting those videos, like we talked about in this last podcast, a 5-minute video today may not be nothing. 2 days in a row of 5-minute videos may not be nothing, but when you have a week of that, when you have 2 weeks, 4 weeks, when you have 6 months, a year of daily content put out, think about it. Are you going to get attention? Yeah, you best believe you're going to get attention. So create content daily. Do this as much as possible. But remember, you got to create content that matters. You got to hit on the pain points. You got to know what your prospects want. And you got to show them the destination, whatever it is that your product does for them. And three, create engagement. CTAs, you should always have your call to actions. You ought to be asking your audience questions. Don't just assume they know. Give them direction. Always ask them to weigh in. So again, number one, create content. Number two, create content daily. Create engagement with your content. That is the pillars, the three foundational pieces that you're going to need to be able to create attention. Now, there's four elements of creating attention and focusing on content that get people to pay attention. And that's what today's podcast is on, how to create attention, part two. So there's four of them that I want to give you, because these four are what I've seen responsible for massive momentum in some of the biggest names of entrepreneurs. So, number one, you have to entertain. I had this problem a long time ago, and sometimes my content is still boring, and I gotta catch myself. I have to come every day and remind myself that, hey, you gotta bring the energy. You got to entertain, you know, you got to be funny. You got to, you know, you just have to entertain. And that's the thing. And many of you have probably heard of Billy Jean. Billy Jean is marketing. He has come up on the block for the last few years and has literally blew it up. And he's probably one of the best entertainers. And it just shows you that you can entertain your audience. And it doesn't have to be sarcastic or funny or in other manners, but ultimately you do have to be entertaining. So I would still say be yourself, But keep that in mind. How can you entertain your audience? How can you keep them interested? That is a job in itself, but it works. Think of Grant Cardone. So, all these entrepreneurs, Ty Lopez, many of you have heard of him probably. All of these, they entertain. And if you watch their video content, they're doing different things to entertain the audience. And it's not just being funny or being emotional and different things like that. They're showing you inside of their life, or they're showing you their friends. They're showing you, you know, like Bill Jean and his big digital marketing studio. They're showing these different things. That is a part of entertaining. So you have to entertain your audience. That's number one, and that's a big one. Now, number two, educate. This is what many of us need to focus on. We have to educate our audience. And again, this is going back to the type of content you need to create. No matter if it's video, podcast, or whatever. Just like I'm doing this podcast now, I'm trying to educate my prospects and tell them how to create attention. The same thing applies to you, whether you're a life coach trying to teach somebody to manage stress, or you're a health coach trying to help somebody lower their cholesterol. Your video content, your blog content, your podcast, email, whatever it may be, it needs to educate, because that education gives value to them. This is what's going to help position you as an expert in front of your audience. So education is super, super important no matter what niche or industry you're in. So number one, entertain. Number two, educate. Number three, personality. This is a big one, and some are much better at this than others, but this goes back to what I always tell the students in my program. Always be yourself. A lot of people don't think they're funny. A lot of people think they have a boring personality. But here's the thing. There's going to be people out there that relate to you just the way you are. And honestly, these are probably going to be the best clients you can get, because they share the same values as you. They have a similar personality as you. And we notice this in marketing all the time, like with Ty Lopez. And I'm not saying that he's a nerd or anything like that, but he's in the books and different things like that. And these are the type of people that he attracts. He attracts a lot of people all over the world. But that's people that relate with his personality and how he creates content. He's entertaining. He educates. He's letting his personality show. So I'm still going to tell you to be yourself, but you have to let your personality show, whatever that may be. It's going to be different for everybody. So the best advice I can give you in this section is to be yourself. And let your personality go. Don't be shy. Let it go. Let it rip. Just be you. And I promise you, that's going to be good enough. And the last one, and could be the most important, number four, story. Everybody has a story. It's true. Some people have better stories than others. But you have a story. And this is something I wish I would have did earlier in my career. I really never shared my story of being homeless for 2 years and not owning a piece of clothing that I was wearing. I had one outfit, a pair of jeans. Somebody loaned me some shoes that were like three sizes too small. And I didn't share this story, not like I do now. And I found out people always come to me, "Hey, Rick, man, I'm glad I found you and you're in our program. And, you know, well, I go back 7 years ago and I was homeless too." You know, those people relate to your story. You don't have to make up anything. And again, if your story is not the flashiest, it doesn't matter. There's still going to be people that relate to you. And this is why I say it kind of goes back to number three, your personality. Some people have these big personalities, other people don't. You don't have to pretend. You don't want to be fake. You don't want to be somebody that you're not. Be yourself, and I promise you, it will do you good. And it's the same thing with your story. Don't make up a story. Don't make up things and different things like that. You don't need it. Tell the true story. This is going, again, what we teach inside the Teaching Online Business is we want to attract our perfect clients, because these are going to be the clients that come in and do what you say. It's going to be the clients that get you the best results. And that's super important. That's how you are going to have the biggest impact that you can. This is how you're going to be surrounded, building your environment around people that are similar to you, people that relate to you. And again, all of these are so important, especially the personality and being yourself, and especially the story part of this. It's super, super important. I don't care what anybody tells you. You be yourself. You tell your true story. And I promise you, you can still attract people that are going to be your perfect clients. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. 5 years ago, I wasn't sharing that stuff. And I noticed the clients that I was bringing in, the clients that I was attracting, I really didn't mesh with good. But over the last few years, once I've learned everything, how to properly do everything, it's been a day and a night difference. And I love it. I love my students. I love our environment. I love our group. I love our program. And it's amazing because everybody in here is relatable. Everybody in here relates to the same metrics and the same characteristics and different things like that, because I've been truthful. I've been honest. I've been myself in this whole process, and I'm attracting my perfect clients, and it just makes my job a million times easier, and I'm making more money. I'm having awesome impact, and my clients are getting amazing results. Because they believe in what I'm doing. They believe in my vision and my mission and what I'm trying to accomplish. And we all work as one. That's how you do it. Before you can get those clients, though, you gotta have their attention, right? Before we can turn a prospect into a lead and a lead into a customer, we have to have their attention. So, one more time. Number one, you entertain. Number two, you educate. Number three, you let your personality shine. And number four, you tell your story. So, as always, want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen. Again, we're on a lot of different platforms. So, wherever you listen, just know I truly, truly appreciate that. And as always, if you need help growing your coaching business, your client business, your consultant, expert speaker, anybody that serves clients, you head over to teachingonlinebusiness.com. Check it out. Check our program. Got a bunch of information there. Got additional training if you'd like to sign up. It's absolutely free. Again, head over to teachingonlinebusiness.com and check it out. So, how to create attention. Remember, you got to create content. You got to do it daily. You got to put it in the grind. But I promise you, it creates that engagement. Number one, create content. Number two, create it daily. Number three, create engagement. That was part one. If you want to listen to that podcast, it's the one right before this one. And today, part two, remember, entertain, educate, personality, and story. Thanks again for listening. I will catch you on the next one. Have a good one.